The United States has 32,000 troops in Afghanistan. 18,000 are part of Operation Enduring Freedom, the multinational coalition that ousted the Taliban from power in 2001. Those forces are now engaged in counter-terrorism operations. The rest of the U.S. contingent, 14,000 men and women, is part of the 50,000-strong force led by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. NATO has been operating in Afghanistan since 2003. Its objectives are to assist the Afghan government to rebuild and stabilize the country, train the Afghan army and police, and fight insurgents in southern Afghanistan, the traditional home of the Taliban. Now U.S. military officials say the United States may double the number of troops it has in Afghanistan next year. Those troops will join the NATO force in fighting a rising Taliban insurgency. The ultimate decision on deployments to Afghanistan will be taken by President-elect Barack Obama after his inauguration January 20th. During the presidential campaign, he said he would redeploy troops from Iraq to Afghanistan. Former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger says that is a bad idea.
I find it difficult to conceive of a policy that withdraws from Iraq and increases our troops in Afghanistan. I agree with the second half of this proposal, but it doesn't seem to me to make a great deal of sense to be pulling them out of an area in which we are now on the path to success, at the same time we are putting troops into Afghanistan. Frankly, I think the answer is continue what we're doing in Iraq and, yes, increase our troop levels in Afghanistan and try to get other countries to contribute.
Mr. Obama has consistently said he would press other NATO countries, especially Germany, to contribute more troops to the war in Afghanistan. But Eagleburger and others, including former Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger, believe that will not happen.
The expectation that NATO will actually do its part, which to the Americans means send more forces, is likely to be disappointed and is likely to, over time, to add to ill feelings.
Many experts, including Schlesinger, say ultimately there is no military solution in Afghanistan.
The situation in Afghanistan continues to deteriorate. It is not clear that simply sending in more forces is going to reverse that.
Former White House National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft agrees.
We need to realize that Afghanistan is not Iraq, and my own sense is there is no military solution for Afghanistan. The Russians had well over 150,000 troops there, as I remember, and they were unsuccessful.
The three former senior U.S. government officials believe the international community must increase its efforts in helping the Afghan government set up stable government institutions. Brent Scowcroft says that's where the Europeans can help.
What the Europeans can contribute and what's badly needed in Afghanistan is help on the civil side. The European Union is very skilled in, like the new members of the European Union, helping their governments modernize, helping them put in judicial systems, administrative systems, help them get together. That's what Afghanistan badly needs, and the Europeans can make a disproportionate contribution there to make up for their less than wholehearted military contribution.
Scowcroft, Eagleburger, and Schlesinger agree that the path to a stable and secure Afghanistan lies through economic development, good governments, and the rule of law. But all of that can only be achieved with considerable help from the international community. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.